I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Just in time for Valentine's Day, a pair of living teddy bears, actually they're red pandas, make their debut at the Western North Carolina Nature Center in Asheville.
So since they live in trees, they prefer to be up high.
It's a misty morning at the Nature Center in Asheville. Animal curator Aaron Oldred is standing at the entrance of the new red panda exhibit, and we're about to go into the habitat and meet the pandas.
So there's Phoenix, and there's Leafa.
Perched high on catwalk-like structures, Phoenix and Leafa stare down at us with their bright, adorable eyes. The pandas are about the size of large house cats and are covered in reddish-brown fur with raccoon-like masked faces and large, fluffy, ringed tails.
The tail they use for balance, and then also when it's cold, just like a fox, they'll use that to cover their face to keep warm.
The two, and yes, they are a couple and had offspring in the past, were born in captivity and came from the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. The Nature Center is known for having animals local to Western North Carolina, and apparently red pandas do have a local connection, just not a recent one.
So we're kind of looking at prehistoric Appalachia. Their ancient relative, the Bristol's panda, was found in Tennessee, so nearby, in the same climate as Western North Carolina. So it's really interesting that an animal that was very similar to them used to live here a long time ago. Do you want some fruit?
As we hang out in the red panda habitat, Leafa takes a nap in her favorite nook, while Phoenix saunters down a ramp towards Aaron in search of fruit. The red panda as a species are unique in the animal world, having baffled animal scientists for years. Apparently, the mammals don't fit any known category, so they were given one of their own. We'll just dub them adorable.
Hi, handsome.
At the red panda habitat in Asheville, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.